Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. We're talking this week about managing stress, and I left off yesterday by suggesting that we all have to find ways to take care of ourselves, and managing stress is a big part of that. And most of what we worry about when it comes to stress doesn't actually happen. So what we really need to do is find a way to get out of our head and realize that we have the ability to direct our thoughts. You can do it. It takes some discipline. It takes a little bit of work, but you have the ability to direct your thoughts. Most of the self-induced stress is a result of an initial unpleasant thought. So something comes into your mind that's not particularly pleasing, and then you start to project into the future this concept of whatever could go wrong. And it morphs into this vicious loop and keeps going through your mind. And each time it cycles, it gets worse and worse. And so if you have the discipline and you can start a practice, you can start to redirect those thoughts. So when that unpleasant thought comes in, the first thing you do is notice it. But don't label it and don't respond to it. You immediately want to break that cycle. And so a great way to do that is to have a trigger. You can flick your wrist with your finger. You can put a rubber band on your wrist and snap that. You can touch your nose, tap your foot. There's a lot of different things. And it doesn't really matter what you do as long as it works for you. And so what you're doing with that trigger is you're acknowledging it first, and then you're moving your mind off in another direction in response to that trigger that you have for yourself. So what we're really trying to do is redirect your mind away from that negative projection. Let's stop that loop and just focus on something more positive. And if you do this time and time again, what you're going to do is you're going to realize that, A, you have the opportunity or the ability, I should say, to direct your thoughts. You can do it. I was a prime example of the worst parts of this. I would build up these worst case scenarios in my mind and start to worry about them happening. And as I suggested before, usually they'd never happen, but yet in my mind it would be so bad. And I also think that if you focus on it hard enough, you may end up making things happen. So you just don't want to go down that road. Stop the cycle early on before it builds into something bigger. Because once it gets big, then the bigger it gets, the harder it is to pull back. But if you can stop it at the very beginning, just divert your mind somewhere else. Maybe it's just a deep breath or two to think, okay, relax, let's focus on something else. But you and you alone have the ability to control your thoughts, or I should say direct your thoughts. That's what you can do. So all you have to do is exercise that ability, and it's like a muscle. The more you do it, the better you get at it. So just keep working, and eventually you're going to get to a point where you cut off that stress before it turns into anything by not allowing it to manifest. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe on Stitcher or on iTunes. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving in the direction you want to go in life. That's what we do here every day. We just give you the tools you need to stay on that path towards getting where you want to go, and it's a constant reminder. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to continue this discussion on managing stress. And we're going to really talk about the conscious mind and how we all try to solve things with our conscious mind, but there's a better way very often to do it, and it involves your subconscious mind. But we'll talk a little bit about that tomorrow. But for today, just want you to start to have that discipline, or initiate the discipline, so that when that event starts to play out in your mind, stop it, okay? Have that trigger, and then move your mind to something else that's more pleasant. So before you allow that stress to build, you're cutting it off right at the knees. If you want to take a deeper dive on any of this, just go to my website at joelbrookman.com and sign up for the weekly discussion.